Today's January 18th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $41,039.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Man, oh man alive, I'm hurting with the market, Rick.
Most of us are.
It's not that bad. But yeah, like we're down to prices we haven't seen since like December.
Oh, the humanity.
It's been rough though. Like it's been hard. Like I was really hoping this week that once, you know, some of the bloodbath from Grayscale stopped, that Bitcoin would start to find a bottom and start to kind of work its way back up. And it kind of looked like it was doing the sideways chop almost all week, right? If you look at the chart, I mean, we hit down low, like we carved a new low, which is the sad thing, but we hit low on Friday, 41,552. That was our low then. And then we were able to kind of, I wouldn't call it a rally, but we kind of got support back up there. And then we were range bound between basically looks like about 42,389 to about 43,637. And then today it just kind of rolled over. So our Bitcoin investment, for those of you that may or may not remember, we had put in $3,000, right?
Yep.
Virtual money, real money, you don't know. It's all the same.
It's virtual, let's be honest.
And so now, right now, that investment would be sitting at $3,639. So we're still above, you know, our head's still above water, but we'll have to see how that continues to play out. We'll keep tracking that, too, as we go on.
Yeah. Get to experience the pain and the joy, you know. It reached 4,200 just a couple weeks ago, or if even that, and already lost, you know, 600 off that. So,
yeah, I mean, and considering we were almost at 49,000 the other, yeah, well, it wasn't the other day, but let's see, how far back do we need to go here to actually get back to where we were, are right now? So we broke through 40,000 on December 23rd. Looks like that was the date.
So, you know what though? That's the thing with Bitcoin. It can lull you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2023 was pretty much a year. I mean, it started off in the dregs. And it just kind of stayed choppy. And then, you know, this Silicon Valley Bank issue in the March kind of bumped it up to 30. And it stayed there for a while. And then somewhere, you know, in October, it gained some momentum. So really, it was a year of mostly ups, you know, not a whole lot of downs.
Yeah. No, that's true. And a lot of it was, I think, in anticipation of the ETF.
Yes.
And I mean, really, Bitcoin-wise, aside from the ETF just kind of becoming more and more successful and maybe it kind of building a little bit more unless they buy up a lot more of the supply, our next big catalyst that we have to look forward to is going to be the halving.
Yeah.
At least that we know of. I mean, we know if we get some, you know, the Fed money printer start coming on again, that'll be a catalyst as well. But,
well, the chart you discussed in the last podcast, it almost looked like deflation was happening. So,
yeah,
with the M2 numbers, it's, I don't know, it's kind of, things are up in the air still. And, you know, the one thing about the halving is it, when it happens, usually the price adjusts after it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't. There's a little bit of a lead up sometimes into it, but it's not until usually 2 or 3 months afterwards that you really start to see the crunch hit, right? So we'll see. And I mean, we'll see what the demand does with the ETF, like if it continues to kind of pick up. One of the things that I thought was kind of interesting is that Bitcoin is now, the Bitcoin ETFs, now this is all the ETFs combined, has now surpassed silver.
Not too bad for, I don't know how many days it's been active. Like a week?
Yeah, I think it's been exactly a week because I think it launched on Thursday last week. So we had Thursday, Friday last week. And then we didn't have anything on Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. So 5 days of trading.
Wow.
And that's assets under management. That's not just volume. Volume-wise, I think it's done a lot better than that. But another thing that we've got up on the Discord right now is the top moving ETFs in the United States. The top five are: number one is IVV, number two is QQQ, number three is BOO, number four is BlackRock's IBIT, and number five is Fidelity's FBTC. So out of it's within the top five of the top performing ETFs in the United States right now as well. So, and then it's actually holding the 10th spot also. So there's some interest going on. I don't think it's quite as much as a lame duck as like some of the media would like for you to hear or say, but there's some volume going through there.
Oh, for sure. It's just, kick them when they're down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the price is down, so
yeah,
keep kicking,
keep on kicking it over. But yeah, it's we'll have to see. Like, I don't know, Grayscale continues to just kind of get depleted. And I was hoping, like I said, I was hoping that a lot of that would have stopped, but we still have more to bleed out, apparently.
Well, just looking from the outside, it looks like Grayscale's basically, I wouldn't say they're trying to liquidate all of their Bitcoin. I mean, they're not trying to flood the market. They're trying to keep this sideways chop so they can keep making money. As you know, they don't want to just kill themselves by flooding the market. But it looks like they're really liquidating everything.
Yeah.
I know. I guess we got to watch their wallet and see how much it has left.
Yeah. So right now, okay. So as of January 9th, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust had 619,220 Bitcoin inside of it. As of yesterday, they have 592,098 Bitcoin inside of there. BlackRock has got 25,000 Bitcoin currently. Fidelity's got 20,507. So it looks like it's kind of flushing out from Grayscale, and then some of it's getting back up. So right now, all of the ETFs combined, there's 660,540 altogether that are combined within all the ETFs. Actually, I'm going to share this one on the Discord so you can see this as well. It's kind of interesting to see the numbers kind of go down, because they've been going down. Looks like they held steady, though, between the 16th and the 17th, if you look at that for Grayscale.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like maybe some of that stopped, but we shall see. Time will tell.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then we had some news from El Presidente, or ex-El Presidente Trump, talking about he'd never allow central bank digital currencies if elected. Do you think that is true or no?
I don't know. I'm even surprised that he knows what a central bank digital currency is. Maybe he talked with Vivek and that's what he told him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I do believe. Politicians will say what they need to say to get elected.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Well,
that is
the only truth when it comes to them.
Which, yeah. And even with Trump, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Go ahead.
He just shoots from the hip. I don't know if he means anything he says, but he'll say some stuff.
He's like, it sounds popular. There was something that I heard. They had done a Trump NFT, I think it was a year ago, a couple years ago or something like that. And apparently they're going to do another Trump NFT, but they're going to do it on the Bitcoin blockchain under the Ordinals. So maybe he's stopped hating on Bitcoin, but I doubt that. He still doesn't like it, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. I know, maybe he sees it as a weapon that could be used against his enemies.
Yeah. That, well, I mean, if he's smart and he plays his cards right, he totally could. And then you were talking about something about Javier Milei in Davos. What was going on? What was his speech about?
Well, from what I saw, I didn't watch the whole thing, but he was basically just talking about the scourge of socialism / collectivism, and talking about how West faces the existential crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong, and he's seen it firsthand in Argentina, right?
Yeah. I want to understand.
Yeah, I'm kind of... Go ahead.
Yeah. He's doing a few things that are kind of interesting. I know he's tied his currency to the dollar, which, you know, you can nitpick that for sure. I wouldn't trust the dollar. But, you know, compared to... I mean, we complain about the devaluation of the dollar, but we have nothing to really complain about living here. Whereas Argentina's had like five different crashes of their currency in the past 50 years.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, we've got... I mean, for us, it's an inconvenience for the most part. I mean, obviously, there's... you know, over extended periods of time, it's actually crippling to most people within the economy. For us, it's more of an inconvenience at some point. Like, I mean, it's still, it sucks, right? But it's not, oh my God, if you, you know, whatever cash you take out now is losing value even faster than, you know, what it is on the shelves. Like, you know, you hear the stories about places in, I think, Venezuela, where they're actually doing, you know, calculating prices when you're checking out because the prices are tumbling so fast. Or raising.
Yeah, every second counts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't think Argentina is quite that bad yet, but they had 150% inflation before the election happened. And that's really the reason Javier Milei even got a chance to get in there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, and I'm surprised that he was allowed to speak at the World Economic Forum, because those guys pretty much, they don't like anything like that. I think Klaus Schwab was talking about an app that's supposed to track everything that we do and, like, mark us off for different things that they're talking about. I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to wine and dine him.
Yeah, so apparently escort services are completely booked during the week of WEF.
In Davos.
Or
all of Switzerland.
In Davos, Switzerland. Yeah, all the huggers are called for. There was an article published by... It was basically... came from the New York Post, described caviar, magic mushrooms, gold leaf desserts, A-list selfies, and $2,500 per night hookers and secret dinners.
Sounds like an interesting time.
Y'all, I'm sure it is. Those horrible people over there.
What are they trying to catch with that caviar? Herpes?
Maybe.
No heavy. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, I mean, what? We've got all kinds of tensions going on in the Middle East as well.
Yeah. Not knowing exactly what's going on there. I know Iran and Pakistan, that we were bombing some people, the Houthis, in Yemen recently. So, I mean, it's not like the Middle East is a tinderbox already.
Right.
So, I mean, nothing will bring every price down like war. I mean, you think that Bitcoin would get crushed? Everything would get crushed.
Yeah.
All the markets. So, let's hope cooler heads prevail, but let's brace for impact, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and one last thing, too, and we did kind of touch on him last time, too, is Jamie Dimon was speaking at Davos as well, and, of course, took another opportunity to trash Bitcoin.
Yeah, basically said it was going to zero.
Yep. Yeah, said that, I think he called him Satoshi. I can't even say it right. Satoshi is going to increase, like, when Bitcoin gets 21 million, it's going to increase the supply by double, and it's only used for money laundering and drugs and child trafficking or sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Yeah. All things that he's been accused of. So
I was going to say, I mean, how much, let's look at, they're basically accusing you of money laundering, but how much money has been laundered through JP Morgan?
A lot.
That's my guess too. I don't know how much. I mean, just a feeling.
Well, and yeah, I always go back to which one would you rather use, the U.S. dollar or Bitcoin? One of them is trackable.
It's not really trackable.
Yep.
Everything on the ledger is trackable. So, and yeah, I'm pretty sure more happens with cash. Though I'm okay with cash, not really with CBDC. So,
yeah, I agree. Keep your privacy there. But anyways, yeah, I don't have a whole lot else. I mean, it's been kind of a bloodbath in the market still. And I can't even say a bloodbath. I mean, this does hurt, but it's
perfect. Well, I guess my question is, I mean, it's gone down from, it touched 49 and now it's, you know, on the cusp of 41, trying to touch down 40. It's not broken through that level of support, but do you think it's gonna or
not? Well, I mean, it's just like a bouncing ball on a piece of glass, right? Like the number of times that it bounces off that piece of glass, if it bounces enough times, it will break it. So right now it's got really strong support at like the $40,000 range, because we've seen that a few times already. Like it does not like to go below that 40,000, and you'll see a wick kind of below it, kind of stab it, and then it goes back up. So yeah, we've gotten, I think this is our third touch off that kind of $40,000 mark. We're close to $40,000 mark. That's not good. Like if it keeps on bouncing like that, then yeah, we probably will go lower. We probably will. If it breaks below that, then we probably will kind of, where's our other support at? Let me go back further.
It's about 38.
And no, it looks like it's lower than that. I mean, you have some support sitting at around 35, 34, but it looks like there was quite a bit around 33.
So if it busts through 40, we could be looking at 33 in not too distant future.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, and you're right. Basically what we'd probably see is we'd probably come down to about 38. We'd probably touch off 38, 37.5 probably, and kind of get a bounce from there. But there's probably not a whole lot of support at that range. And then we'd probably get down to about 33, if that's the case. We'll see. Time will tell. And it could be the contrarian view, like you never know when to take that up either. Because the moment that a lot of shorts get in place, somebody's going to liquidate them. So, yeah.
I know. I'm still bullish for the year. I just think we're going to go through a short dry spell.
Oh, yeah. For those of you that may not have gone through a crypto bull cycle before with Bitcoin especially, you know, having like a 40 to 50% pull down, that's not unheard of. And it will do that during the cycle. Like you will see that mid cycle, it'll get up to, say we do get back up to 60,000, and then you'll see it drop to 40, and then it'll start to get its way back up. Yeah. You know, you'll see those types of moves happen. So just be prepared for it. But that's all I've got today. Do you got anything else?
Yep. All I'm going to say is we're going to hodl that little 0.0885 Bitcoin. No trading it. Because we'll lose our butts.
Yeah. We'll see where that ends up, so.
Alrighty, Hans. Well, I will talk to you later.
Alrighty, man. We will talk to you later. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And keep an eye out. Newsletters are still coming. If you need to get your hardware wallet, go ahead and you can hit up our website at www.thebitbytepodcast.com. And we got a couple deals for Elapal and a Ledger device, so.
Indeed.
Thank y'all.
Bye.